Last time on Mystery Date.
With Melora's return, it's a sign of, like, good things to come, but we need to awaken the spirit guardians, tear down the wall, and bring down the Dark King.
You see three more Kingsguard hanging out in there, and there's a third guy in there, and he's, like, throwing darts. It's not actually a dartboard. It is a wanted poster that has the three of you guys on it. And there's a second poster that's also a wanted poster. And you recognize the face on the poster. It is Drake Two Winds. He, remember, was the ranger from the first, like, mountain with the marmot on it. And he is now also a wanted criminal. And his poster says wanted for general terrorism.
What's the one for kill them?
Thumbs up.
I give you a thumbs up.
Hi guys, welcome back.
Thanks. Who did what we up? Kill? Who are we killing?
Sup.
We're on the train.
Nice.
Oh, we're always on the train, but...
I always feel like, I just always, like, imagine if it's our, like, comes out as a podcast episode, you need to warn our listener that we haven't played for 3 weeks, or 4 weeks between this episode and the last episode. So if I'm worse than normal at remembering how to play, just edit it down.
But seriously, are we killing somebody? Are we in the middle of killing somebody?
So we got to a stopping point last time. So remember, you, high level, you guys are on this train, right? Going through a swamp.
Yeah, got that.
You're going to try to destroy the train at some point. Okay. So I have to ask the wrong notes. Wrong notes. Okay. So last time, I think like two times ago, you had like done some murders in one of the cars and you tricked some of the Kingsguard into going to like a further back car because you were just pretending the fungoids had done the murders or something.
Yeah.
And then at the beginning of last session, you felt remorse about that.
I doubt that.
So you went
I doubt
back.
That very much.
You did. It was very surprising
to me. I think
you're
editorializing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we went back and we killed them, right?
You did.
Instead
you went
of
back
just
and
letting
you killed
them fight
the
It was always my plan to go back and help them. Like, it wasn't like I had a realization that I shouldn't let the horny mushrooms get murdered.
I don't know.
You seemed very okay with it
but,
1 week and then not okay with it the next
I
week.
I don't know that we were ever... I don't know that we were ever helping the fungoids so much as helping ourselves through the fungoids.
Yeah, they're like an object
They're
to
helping
me.
Themselves out, if you know what I mean.
Gross.
Yeah, but anyway, so we killed those guys, right?
You did. You killed the three kind of like big bad Kingsguard.
Yeah.
One of them you threw off the train, which is
yes.
pretty exciting, so good
no
job.
No ticket.
Yeah, you nailed it. Suck the landing.
Yeah, so you did that. You went to kind of like... You went into, like, one of the cars was kind of like a lounge. It was car 5, where you're going towards
yep.
car 1, which is the engine. Car 5 was like kind of like a break room, like, chill zone. And there were, like, Kingsguard in there doing, like, a giant toad fight.
Oh, yeah.
Some cash.
Oh, yeah.
You
I fleeced these guys who were just going to immediately murder. Right, yeah.
Yeah, you won some cash from these guys. One guy was playing darts, and he was throwing darts at, like, a wanted poster. The three of you... A second wanted poster of Drake Tuwins, your druid buddy from the first arc.
Oh, yeah.
He's apparently wanted for terrorism. It's fun fact.
Right, he's rad now.
We should have killed that guy and said bullseye. It's so stupid. There was another catchphrase right there for free.
We could just say bullseye after we kill the next guy, and he'll be like, what? And we'll be like,
that was for the last guy.
Yeah, right. So I think there were, like, three guys in there. You killed them all. You
killed
one of the toads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We killed hella guys.
You guys are just killing everybody. You killed the three guys. You killed one of the toads. I think you stunned the other toad, so he's just in there snoozing. And that's it. So that was where you ended.
There are toads. Oh, the battle toads, right?
The battle toads.
And we're in car 5 right now.
I should have called them battle toads.
More like
oh my God.
Scattle chodes, am I right?
Ew, no.
No, not like that.
I'm Googling scattle chodes right now. I don't like anything that I'm seeing.
You should get. You hope you have safe search. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Sam. Yeah.
Kink shaming.
Okay.
Scattle choders.
That's fine.
That is fine.
I'm
I
okay with that.
You can feel a little ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, current state, you guys are still, like, disguised, like, scientists. slash professor people.
Yeah.
And you're just in a room with a dartboard and some dead people and a dead giant toad.
Right. We just gotta keep, I mean...
keep rolling.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it, yeah.
We're going up to car 4, is that right?
Yeah, let's form up our Voltron, position. If you want to hop on my shoulders and check out what's going on.
Yeah, I scamper up, onto Samson to take a look into the next car to see what I see.
Yeah, so the next car seems to be a kitchen. There's a woman in there.
It's a kitchen.
Cooking over a stove. There's like an oven, like, you know, like a train, train kitchen. There's a couple tables in there. She seems to be in there by herself doing some cooking.
There's a woman cooking in the kitchen.
Just like she should be.
Hey, you said that. Hey.
Yeah.
It's on. Okay. I have friends that are women.
No, you don't.
I don't. I don't, weirdly enough.
Contrary to what this podcast makes it seem like. I have lady friends, too.
So, is she just, like, dressed like a cook, or is she, like, a Kingsguard, like, fixing herself a sandwich?
Yeah, she's wearing pretty normal, like plain clothes. Like, she's wearing, like, a kind of, like, a humble, like, a brown plaid dress. She's got a little apron on. Her hair is up in kind of a frizzy bun.
She's got an apron on?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, all right. Maybe we gotta knock this person out. I don't know. Or maybe we just tell her to get on her way. Just go to the back of the car. Take a day off.
I don't think we have to do anything with her.
All right, what do you think? I feel like maybe, yeah, we just play it nice, see if we can get her to take the day off.
So I don't think we should kill her, definitely. But I am curious about how we're going to send her through the gore-infested cars that we've left behind us.
Oh, that's a good point. I don't know.
Do we have any knockout drops? How much mayonnaise does it take to render a person unconscious?
Depends how much they weigh.
Depends if they're from the Midwest or not.
That's also true.
That's fair. That plus one mayonnaise resistance?
Probably plus
it's
7.
It's all con score.
You're right. I see your point. I don't know if I have a solution to that.
Because I don't want to kill this person. But I don't... like, I would say, like, let's just walk past him, right? Like, who cares? Like, we don't have to do anything with him. But then, if we're going to murder people in, like, the next car, I don't really want somebody at our back, you know?
I don't think this cook's going to be that tough, unless she's, like, a secret mini-boss. Like, but I feel like we, I think you're right. We just walk through. We're fucking scientists. We don't have to talk to the cook.
Right.
We don't have to do
that. That's what I'm saying.
These scientists can be misogynist. I... and not. And I think this woman clearly is choosing to do a domestic task, which is her right. You know, if that's fulfilling for her.
This is complicated.
It's complicated. It's complicated. Like, hey, that's fine. She's allowed to do that. But the scientists are probably not going to view that as valuable, equal to science. So they're just going to walk on by. They're just going to walk on by. You're totally right. And she's going to be like, oh, what are you doing? And we'll be like, oh, what are you doing? And we just walk in the car.
And we'll be like, oh, a girl.
Gooey. And yeah, hit my inhaler and
your fantasy inhaler.
Yeah. A tiny little bellows. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just fucking walk in. We're gonna confidently walk into the next car. I think it's the move.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Sam, are you also confidently walking in?
Well, I mean, Barker doesn't ever confidently do anything, but he can pretend to confidently walk through the room.
Turns out she is the titular fruit ninja, just cuts us to pieces.
Hey, oh my gosh. She slices us to
dice. You enter the room and she turns around and she starts saying something like, oh, about time I got some help in here. And then she like looks at you for a second and she's like, aren't you those boys that helped with the fire snake in my backyard? And you guys recognize her as the widow Brayman from your first
Mountain
Village adventure.
We have to find out if she banged that guy.
Yeah, and you'd also notice upon like looking at her more that she has some like manacles around her ankles and she is chained into the kitchen.
Oh, it's you.
It's me.
You were very unclear about the dangers in your backyard, if I remember correctly.
I mean, I said there was, you know, critters back there.
Okay, a critter, a rare lava snake.
She was right.
Some sort of critter.
Was I wrong?
Yes. Anyway, sorry. How did you end up here? What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you guys were all great with the fire snake. And after you guys left, we had some Kingsguard problems, if you know what I mean.
I mean, it seems like that's just literally what you mean.
Oh, is that it? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, they were looking for you guys and trying to get information from anybody. They burned down the peak easy, which is crazy because I think the owner said that you tried to fix her roof.
Oh, I just fixed the roof.
Oh, it's real shit.
Rats.
Drake and I didn't like that very much, so
we did Mary, what we could. Go back.
Mary, take inspiration for that. I like that came back around.
Thank you.
We're free, right?
Drake and I, what is the sure. two of you, are you an item? Are you amantes? Oh, yes. Oh, I knew it.
Widow's got her groove back, baby.
Hell yeah.
Dancing.
Hell yeah.
Is that why you're wearing the chains?
No. These are not chains I chose.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
This time I think I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's Drake?
Oh, man. No, so we tried to fight back against the Kingsguard. I made them some spinach pies with a little too much spinach. If you know what I mean.
I don't know.
Pooped a lot. Because that would make them want to leave.
We're familiar with that.
Yeah, but instead they just arrested me, and I think Drake tried to save me, but I don't know where he's gone. I think he got arrested, too. And they found that I could actually cook okay when I wasn't trying to make people shit their brains out, so now I'm here.
I find that it's...
working on this train.
It's strange that all of our attacks against the Kingsguard so far have been making them shit their pants. I worry that they're going to think it's sort of like a weird prank war or something.
It's my calling card.
Okay.
What are you boys doing on the train?
Rescuing you, ma'am. And then
is my Drakey poo with you?
I pat Raphael on the hind to I assume that there's something on the manacles that's lock pickable.
Oh, I go, and I scamper up to check the manacles.
Don't you sneak any peeks while you're down there.
She's feisty.
And I just go back to, no, that was too erotic. I don't know.
I don't like that one.
That one makes me upset.
That's also my least favorite. Nobody likes that one, and Sam refuses to get rid of it.
I'm still sad you deleted I'm a Little Bitch Boy, which is like my favorite one.
Well, Tyler's dumb. Tyler is dumb.
I like that one. I have no problem with that one. But that's because Tyler's dumb. Don't like it.
Don't like it.
The, Mary, can I try to open these manacles?
Yeah. Give me I guess you've like a lockpicking check?
Yep.
Is that a thing that you have?
That's a thing, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Do it.
That is a 27.
You definitely do it. They just crumble in your hands.
Oh, I did it. First try.
Like, wow, this didn't seem like they're very strong. I must be weaker than I thought.
That's the One Punch Man paradox. If I do it too good, people don't think it was hard to do.
Well, you know, we have another little adventure going on, and to tell you the truth, we're supposed to blow up this train.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but,
sick.
You know, we don't...
Can I get off the train before you do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't want to do it with you on here. We've also found some freaky, nasty little guys. Maybe you can go hang out with them for a little while we do our thing?
What kind of freaky, nasty little guys?
Well, guys, I've sold it as best I can. You want
to
jump in?
Oh, let me try to add, they're living mushrooms. I'll just add a little detail here. Yeah, they're just tiny, like, little mushroom people in there. Very, very horny.
They're freaky nasty.
Yes.
They're not like this, are they? She pulls out a bag of dried mushrooms from, like, her pantry.
Did you chop up a...
They look like normal small mushrooms.
Did you chop up a human-shaped mushroom?
No, these are just normal little ones.
And no, but don't bring those with you.
Oh, okay, might be, like, cousins.
Seems disrespectful.
Oh, okay. Do you guys want any spinach pie? I got one in the oven. It's almost done.
Is it a dumper?
No, this one's a normal one.
All right.
There's some normal guests in the next car, so I didn't want to make them, you know, shit their pants. Oh,
normal guests in... Hey, yeah, so that's a good question. You know what? So there are normal guests in the next car. You know anything about the cars after that?
Well, the next car is the fancy luxury car where the fancy people sit. So there's a fancy couple that's
hanging out. Hold on. I'm sorry, Mary. Let me back up. So we are currently in car 5.
You're in car 4.
Oh, we're in car 4. So car 3 has the people.
Yeah.
And now, please continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a fancy couple that stay in there. And there's that grumpy druid guy that, like, lurks around with the robes.
Uh-oh.
He kind of comes and goes.
Now, these robes, are they, like, real sexy?
No, they're like the kind that you would wear if you were, like, trying to give off a certain vibe, like an evil vibe.
Like a vibe that you were, like, an evil rabbit?
I don't know about rabbits.
All right, I just want to make sure.
You want me to cook a rabbit? I got one in the ice box.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
So there's a fancy car, and then the next car is a... No, in the fancy car is a fancy couple and the grumpy druid?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What's going on after...
The grumpy druid sounds like a good name for a bar.
It does. Yeah. We serve all kinds of fluids at the grumpy druid.
In Detroit, am I right?
I forgot about that one. That one also makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't know.
I like the soundboard because it just makes me feel like I'm like, this podcast is becoming rapidly more unlistenable. So maybe it's okay if my campaign doesn't make any sense. So thank you, Sam.
Does she know it's beyond car 3?
I think it's just the end of the train. There's like the engine in the front, and there's like, I don't know, whatever makes the train go. I'm not a scientist like you guys are.
These are disguises.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh. Oh.
You saw us before. We weren't dressed like scientists. You know that we're not scientists.
I mean, you could be a scientist and not wear a lab coat.
You're right. You know what? You're right. We would love that spinach pie to go, and you should go a couple cars back and just kind of ignore any corpses you might see.
Oh my, how many corpses are there?
More than we like to admit.
Well, okay, I've been through the shit a little bit now, so I feel like I can handle it.
You can handle it, very good.
You want me to go find your mushroom friends?
Yes, please.
Do they like spinach pie?
It's car 7, I believe, right?
I have one parting piece of advice for you from my Uncle Samson here.
Mm-hmm.
Kill your son and get a ham.
Come on.
I don't have a son, thank you. I just have a young man, if you know what I mean.
You're literally saying what you mean just already.
Yep. He's a hot piece. You guys don't happen to know where my Drakey Poo is, though, do you?
We have not seen him.
Oh, we got separated after we got captured.
Well?
We'll keep an eye out.
Yeah.
If we see him, we'll let him know you're aching for it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I can go. I'll go. If I go find some parchment, I'll write a letter. You can deliver it to him if you find him.
All right.
No pictures.
I was going to ask if any of you knew how to draw. Oh, I'll just put a pin in that.
I wish I were deaf.
We're not putting anything in anything.
Ew.
Yeah.
You dirty mind.
Me? Anyway.
Okay. She's like, okay.
Is there a ghost in here? What is happening?
Well, she puts out 3 plates of spinach pie, and she puts out a 4th plate and puts a couple pieces on it. And she's like, well, if you're going up there, you might as well drop off the spinach pie that they ordered.
Okay.
Do me a favor.
All right, for you, yes. If you know what I mean.
So it fucks up the costuming element. Are we waiters or are we scientists?
I was just going to eyeball it. If she like left, I just probably wasn't going to bring it. I was just fucking with her. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah? Yeah.
I just wanted to be agreeable to her so she'd leave.
But are the 3 slices...
Yeah, she's gonna... Just to clarify, she's like, alright,
don't blow up the train while I'm still on it. Bye. And then she's just going to wander away.
Are the slices for the people that she wanted us to deliver, are they from the same pie that she's feeding us? Or yes. Is this a secret dumper?
It's all the same pie.
Ah, well, fuck it then. These people aren't getting their pie.
We should just eat it too. And then I eat what's my piece, and then like one third of the, maybe slightly more than one third, like 40% of the extra one.
Yeah.
Are you guys cool if I, because I don't remember what little friend I have, if I summon a little friend, it takes me 10 minutes?
Yeah. Cool.
I'm bringing Michigan J back. I don't know if we're going to need him or not, but he's...
there's only one way to figure out how this train works. throwing a frog into it.
Right, directly into the gully works.
Maybe its weakness is having a frog inside of it. You know, we don't know what that'll do to the itch.
I would say that would be my weakness. If you put a frog in me, I wouldn't do so great.
Yeah, we gotta try it out. We'll get out there with hug the frog into the engine like Rob Gronkowski. You're just spiking this frog in there.
Oh, brother.
Everyone always calls me the Gronk of podcasting. And I'm like, is it because I'm so strong?
That's because you're fucking illiterate.
Wait, so did all of you eat the spinach pie or just Raphael?
Oh, God, it is a dumper, isn't it?
I don't think any of us ate the spinach pie.
I eat the spinach pie.
Yeah, if you eat the spinach pie, you get plus 3 HP back.
Woo!
Oh, cool.
It's very nourishing. It's made with love.
Yeah, I could have used that HP, but I didn't trust it, so I didn't. Michigan J did, he was already at
full. Oh, I think I lost literally 3 HP.
I should just eat Michigan J. Maybe I'll get some HP back. Some frog cards.
I don't know if you can use your little summons as, like, nourishment.
No,
they probably disappear when they die, right? So they probably wouldn't even go to your stomach.
The calories would vanish.
Yeah, they go to your stomach and be like, I'm full. And then, like, a second later, just, like, disappear. They died.
A minute on the lips, never on the hips.
You could sell this as a dieting thing. It's all the joy of eating a frog without the weight gain.
The French would be
now I have to scroll through it and figure out what my tastiest summon is. I can do a hawk, so I could probably do, like, a turkey or a chicken or something, right?
But you have to, remember, as soon as it dies, it disappears. So you only really get that one good bite. You can't, like, cook it. You gotta, like, Ozzy Osbourne.
So probably should be the frog. You need to try to swallow it whole, like a snake.
You gotta Ozzy Osbourne.
Or, like, can you make, like, an eel or, like, a little fish?
I was thinking fish, like, the freshest of sushis.
Yeah.
Goldfish.
Well.
Fresh from pets.
Right. I hope you're not eating goldfish. I hope you're not eating goldfish sushi. But, okay. So... Form of Voltron, do you want to check out Goldfish Red Hot? Every day we move further away from God's light.
Pretty good.
So, do we want to Voltron it up and see what's going on in this next car?
Yeah, do I recognize, do I see and or recognize the druid in the next car?
Yeah, that's true.
Who's peeping in the window?
I am.
Okay, yeah, so you... look in, and you do see it's, like, a very nice-looking car. There's, like, very nice, cushiony chairs. There's, like, you know, wood paneling on the wall. There's a nice rug on the carpet and, like, nice little tables where people have, you know, glasses and stuff, and we're clearly, like, eating. You do see, like, an older couple, a man and a woman. They're dressed very nicely, and they're sitting at one of the tables. And then at a table, like, further down, like, away from on the train, you do see... a figure sitting there in, like, a cloak with his hood up, kicking it. And he looks, you can't tell exactly from here because his hood's up, but you are assuming that it's probably the, like, spooky druid wizard guy that talked to you in, like, the back train in the car.
And can he get it?
What?
Oh, wait, hold on. There was a spooky guy at the back of the car?
Maureen, you're in the train. Okay, back it
car
up.
Car 8 or 9 when this happened,
You, like, fought the, like, fungal bugbears, and then while you were back there, a guy showed up and was like, what the hell is going on back here, you stupid scientists? And you guys were like, oh, I just got out of hand. And he was like, all right,
and then
he left.
Oh, yeah. And, so I've seen this guy, and so he did not look like a sexy rabbit, right?
No.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry about that.
Just looks like a dude.
I forgot. I forgot that happened.
You're making a sound like looking like a dude and looking like a sexy rabbit are mutually exclusive. And I think that that is liable to get you canceled.
All I know is that Lola Bunny didn't look like a dude.
I've heard you guys talk about Lola Bunny before, so it's
like, I can't help it that they drew her all hot like that. It's weird. I feel weird about it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Mary, if you guys get to talk about Simba, we can talk about Lola Bunny.
Yeah, do women disproportionately had a crush on Aladdin or on Simba? Simba, of course, being the
thing. It's the fox from Robin Hood. Is the one.
Fools.
That's the one for me.
Well, that's because, Mary, you're a woman of taste.
Yeah.
Speaking of taste, I had nothing. I thought something was going to come to me. I'm looking into this other car. So I went on to relay all that information to everybody. And they say, I guess we have to figure out if the wealthy couple is like evil or just rich.
I mean, what's the difference?
And you're, and again, one of your central character traits is that you want more.
Right? Yeah, but I'm like true neutral, so. You can't shame me.
You can be hypocritical.
Give him so much gold in the first dungeon that it's just like, does he even need any more?
We're probably richer than them. That's true. Yeah, we're probably way wealthier than these people are.
But the fact that it's one couple actually makes me like, we could blow up this train right now. I don't give a fuck. I thought it was going to be like the Titanic of trains, you know?
Two people. Well, we can't kill any people who are good. We were asked really explicitly not to kill any. It wasn't like don't kill too many people. I'm pretty sure it was like don't kill any innocent people. So we have to be like, do you work for this evil government in any way? Do you like do the taxes for it or like? Yeah, we'll have to figure out
now.
What the
do
deal
we
is.
Hold on? Do we get penalized if we don't kill all the evil people? Because if it's just one way, then just let them go.
Right. That's true. I didn't think it was a murder everything kind of mission, like necessarily. Yeah. We're just taking
it's more about getting the train dead than getting the riders dead.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah, what the spirit guardian giant rat told you to do is like destroy the train / like infrastructure as much as possible so they could stop like running this like fungus delivery operation from like the swamp to the capital city.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't really fit in with the city slicking crowd, but I mean, should we just, I don't know, what's the plan?
Well, I could become a professor, but I suppose they would know all of the people who should ride this train. I think we try the scientist thing, and if it doesn't work out, we just sort of stab the druid a bunch.
Right. I could also try talking to each of them individually, psychically, to see if they think that they are going insane.
As long as you don't try to freak them out, you know?
Well, I don't know how it's going to freak them out. How would it not freak them out, dog?
Yeah, you're gentle.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We've all heard his psychic voice. It is freaking
out. My psychic voice has changed.
Oh, let's hear it.
There's a lot of buttons on that soundboard, huh?
This is my voice now. Is it working?
I don't know.
You sound like you.
Damn it. It's supposed to auto-tune me to G-flat.
Oh, it's doing it!
Yeah, you gotta
this
actually
is my
like...
voice!
You have to sing, yeah.
This is... Yeah, I guess before I was being too monotone, but now it's my voice in G-flat.
Yo, this is a banger.
This is actually kind of awesome. Banger. It's actually doing a pretty good job.
I like it.
I still think that's terrifying. I don't know.
We could just talk to them. We could try to schmooze. Maybe,
Or we could see what a Batman voice sounds like in G-flat. You want?
I am curious.
Can you leave it on?
Where's Falcone? Swear to me, it's really, there's not much of anything there. You gotta go up and down, or else you don't really hear it.
Oh, I got gooseies. I got gooseies.
I gotta turn this off. It's freaking me out. I gotta.
Ooh. Get into the spirit. We're at Ibiza.
Ibiza. Oh, is that Charlie Puth on the mic? Hey, Mike Posner. famous musical artist, Mike Posner, that we all know and love.
I don't know.
What do you guys want to do?
That was super duper productive. I'm glad we did all
like
that.
If it was just these two fools, I would again ignore them. But this druid is sitting there, and he's like, he's mad devious, I feel.
I've got a simple plan. I will go up and introduce myself, and maybe they'll say what their profession is after I introduce myself as a professor. We kind of just maybe take it on the fly if they say something kind of evil sounding.
All right.
Otherwise, worst case scenario, we just knock them out if we're not sure.
I'm going to have an Eldritch Blast cocked and locked for the druid.
Yes. Do that. That sounds quite good. And then I'd like to just confidently walk into this next cart.
Okay.
Oh, hello there. The kitchen woman seems to have disappeared. Oh, excuse me. I'm Professor Reginald von Wallace. And who might you be? And I want to reach my hand out to both of them.
Yeah, the man holds out his hand and he's like, oh, it's so hard to find good help these days, isn't it? My name is Lord Gregor Cordsworth, and this is my wife, the Lady Kaylin. And she goes, charmed, and holds her hand out.
I would have
recognized my fucking parents. This is bullshit. I would have recognized.
You didn't look in the car.
God damn it, I didn't. You're right.
I don't know these are your fucking
parents. Also, spoilers.
I just go, nice to meet you both, and I kind of just do like a quick bow to both of them.
Have they clocked our boy here?
So far, only Raphael's gone into the car, so they've seen Raphael.
Have we heard? Do we hear them saying this, or like me and Bart?
They say it pretty loud, obnoxiously. So I'm just gonna say yes.
I'm fucking fetal. As soon as I hear my dad, I'm fetal.
Oh shit.
You want to try to solve that problem?
I'm just gonna keep going with this Raphael scene. Gregor says, "What brings you on the train, my good man? A man of letters?"
Well, yes. Well, we're my associates. We're back in the other car. They should be along any minute. We are helping His Majesty with some research, taking specimens from foreign lands and analyzing their property, seeing how we can apply it, that sort of thing. What brings you to the train?
Oh, well, my sweet Kaylin and I were just at our country estates, and we received a letter that we won a trip on a train, and we were like, well, this is diverting, so now here we are.
Oh, what excellent fortunes you have.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we do have a lot of fortunes in land. Isn't that right, Bunny? And she's like, oh, yes.
And I go,
oh, yes.
How droll. If you'll excuse me for one moment, I must check on my assistants. I don't know where they've run off to.
The help again.
Again, you're quite right, sir. I walk back in the other car and say, it's just some stuffy aristocrats. What's his problem?
Yeah, well, I think that might actually be my temporary nephew's permanent parent.
So your temporary brother and sister-in-law? Or...
Oh, shit, yeah!
It helps not to think about it too hard.
Hey, bud, what's going on? What's the problem?
I'm gonna get in trouble.
What do you mean, get in trouble? What are you talking about?
They're my dad. I'm going to get in trouble.
I've watched you murder, like, 13 people. Are you... I feel like... You think about all the things that we've been through, right? We've delved into secret tombs. We've met gods. We've explored crazy underground and above-ground pyramids. We kicked a frog through a big hole in the ground for scouting. That was crazy. We're on a train. Like, you've done Michigan so Jay
does a big proud nod when you say that.
Yes, that was thanks to you. I dap him up because I'm small as well. I think it's just like, look, we've all wanted to just join the city watch, right? This is so much better than that. This is so much more exciting and important. You know, you don't have to be afraid of your parents. I think I just want to try to maybe like persuade him to.
Oh, interesting. I don't know what what's the PC versus PC role on that?
Mary.
Dungeon Master.
Wait, what are you doing? You're fighting?
No, he's trying to do a persuasion on me, and I'm thinking I'm still scared of my parents. What do the dice have to say for themselves?
Yeah, so I guess Zach would roll a persuasion roll, which is a charisma-based roll. And then I guess... Do you roll something else? You roll like baby roll for being a baby?
I don't think I have that. That's not on my sheet at all.
Let me see what we got here. What's, because I feel like it's,
I mean, you could make it
like wisdom.
You can make a DC, or if Sam's going to actually fight me. And I'd say it's probably, I feel like wisdom is usually like, is someone trying to trick you?
It's weird because do, like, as a player, want you to win.
But
my character wouldn't, and I want to respect the fiction. But I think
you roll a wisdom roll, Sam. Zach, you roll a persuasion.
And is it just straight contest?
Yeah.
All right. I rolled well, unfortunately.
I rolled poorly. That's a 9.
18.
All right.
I succeed in still being afraid of my parents. Yes!
Yes!
Okay, well...
We've made great strides today in therapy. All right,
hey man, look, I don't even really know my parents. So, like, what's the dealio? What do you think, what's the worst that could happen?
I'm just gonna snuggle Michigan J and roll over.
Well, I'm going to send them in here as a distraction, I think. I'm gonna walk in there. Samson, if you want to join me, we'll go kill the druid. Because we have to stop the train. And I'm not going to kill your parents. They just seem like they want a contest. They're very excited. Who knows? Maybe they'll be happy to see you. But in any case, I don't want them to see me murder the druid. So I'm going to send them in here. And you can either come with me in there, or you can stay here, and I'll send them in.
Michigan Jay will protect me.
Michigan Jay is the most useless creature you can summon.
Michigan Jay shakes his head at you. He's disappointed in your thinking. It's small.
Michigan Jay probably has a terminal illness right now. He's going to pop like a balloon in 15 minutes.
I mean, he's terminally going to get thrown at a fan later, probably.
So I'm just letting you know what's going to happen now.
I don't know. I'm getting Tyler's motivations and thoughts confused with Samson's motivations and thoughts. Samson probably doesn't give a shit about anything, so I should just, like... Stop.
You can't just not play because Samson's bored.
I think he's saying he's going to go do a violence because he doesn't care about the repercussions.
Right, like, I think Samson probably would just be like, oh, somebody else, you know, a.k.a. Raphael, has made a plan. Now I'm going to go kill somebody with him. That's fine. Tyler doesn't feel that way, but that's fine.
You've got, you know, months of travel with Bart Curd to justify, I feel like, not doing that. Like, we're not strangers to each other.
I guess. I just feel like, why did Bart run away from his parents?
Mm-hmm. We never really asked why this child was with us.
Well, I guess that's
true. Uncle Samson, please protect me. I'm afraid of my parents.
Oh, it sounds like Adventure Time. Like
it does,
Finn,
yeah.
Whenever Finn gets
That's
on
what
the
I was
mic.
Thinking. I was like, it's like Finn and Jake doing their stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want to kill your parents. You know, it's my temporary brother and his wife. And I would be sad if I temporarily killed them. But I feel like we're all like big, strong boys now. And, you know, we can send them to time out. So, I don't know. I feel like you could protect yourself, bro.
It's almost like this, like, really one-dimensional character doesn't understand family nuance. And it makes sense that he doesn't.
Yeah.
Mary, do you want us to do anything? Like, is that another persuasion and wisdom, like, contest, or?
No, I don't know. Like,
yeah, are you trying to convince Bart to be like stronger than he is currently being?
I guess.
Why would you say no?
Sure.
Okay, so you're gonna also do a persuasion check, and then Bart, you're gonna do another wisdom check.
I rolled bad this time.
13.
I rolled 11.
Ooh.
All right. Samson has somehow cracked your little emotionally vulnerable shell and maybe found, like, a brave center.
You put it in boys' terms.
I'm easily confused, so you've convinced me.
I don't know that I've convinced. I feel like this is the wrong lesson to take, but it's probably the lesson my character would teach.
You're like, you can beat up your dad now. Like, you're really strong.
Yeah.
Michigan J is now perched on my shoulder.
You've gained several levels since you've run away from home.
You're bearing his hideous fangs.
As strong as a demigod at this point.
I don't know. Like, I feel like the right thing to do would be like, well, why'd you run away from your parents? Like, haven't you achieved those goals? But, yeah, like, you can beat them up. There's nothing they can do about it.
I already tried talking about meeting our goals. It didn't work. He had to put it on his terms.
I guess Samson's just too dumb. Punch your
dad. Punch your dad, maybe. That'll make you feel better.
Right.
But I think that's fair. If he's coming with, I think we keep an eye on the parent situation, but we gotta stab this druid, right? Like, we have to.
All right. Let's get in there.
I am definitely gonna perch Michigan J on my shoulder such that my face is obscured from my parents.
Yeah. I wanna just do a quick look at Barker and be like, remember? We're here for you, and we can handle it. We can do it. And then I open the door again, and I say, right this way, please. And I want to just give a quick gesture to Barker's parents, like, ugh, fucking interns. And I'm, like, waving them ahead, and maybe, it's stupid because I'm, like, the size of a shoebox, but I'm trying to, like, block, like, my back is to the Barker's parents, trying to, like, block as much of their bodies as possible as I, like, wave them ahead. And I go, yep, right this way, it should be in the next car. And I just want to see if we can just bullshit our way, like, straight through, if we just go fast enough.
So we're not trying to get the druid? We're just going fast instead?
Do you want to murder in front of your parents? Because we can get a surprise on them. I just want to keep people, like,
I think getting through is probably the right call.
It's a problem. So while you're coming through the car, was it Samson and Bart in front of Raphael?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The druid looks up and he's like, oh, finally, you're all here. And he stands up and he's like, you've fallen into my trap. I knew that bringing your parents here, you wouldn't be able to resist trying to rescue them. He's pointing at you, Bart.
Huh.
Oh, shit, that's his parents?
Yeah, and then from the other side of the car, you see, or you can notice, like, Gregor and Kaelin kind of lean over, and they're like, you hear Gregor go like, oh, honey, it's Bernard.
Bernard?
Wait, that's better than Bart.
Not even my fucking name.
Bradley?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Damn!
That's
Benjamin.
I prepared an attack on this druid a while ago, and it seems like we're in the blapping time, so I'd like to blap him.
They don't even
What was the trigger for your attack?
I wanna get him, I think was the trigger.
I'll let you do your thing before we enter initiative time for
24.
Ooh. That does hit.
That was too long of a pause. I'm very worried about this combat suddenly.
No, I had to, like, I wasn't, like, ready. I don't even have my dice. Hang on.
That's a measly 4 force damage.
Okay.
I know, man.
I think we should kill
him.
In my normal voice, just go, I can't believe they don't even know his name. And I go, his name.
Butch?
Yeah.
You hear them just keep guessing B-names.
And I go, oh, his name. I forgot. This is the one.
I feel like we just gotta, I want to kill him now. I don't know.
Michigan maybe we... J, at least you're my friend, though, right?
I think we...
I hate you.
Kill me. Yikes. Kill me.
Okay, hang on. I'm writing down. Where is Raspy in all this? Is he there?
He's trotting along behind us, I think, in fourth place.
What a good boy.
Every time they said form up like Voltron, like my version of form up like Voltron while they were doing their weird head on shoulders thing was just like, I'm scritching him behind his ears. That's how we form up like Voltron, me and Raspy.
Oh, that's good. Okay, there's Jay, there's Raphael.
I think we slapped them around a little bit at least. Maybe like a quick little just...
Let's tie them to the train tracks.
Whoa. That's too far. They can't... Maybe they can be nicer in the future.
I start twirling my beard.
You have to know your own son's name. I'm sorry. I'm using my free action right now after the sentence to just say, you have to know your own son's name. Like, you came up with it. It's a thing that you would think of.
Can you give me a hint?
Is Bartholomew.
Oh, yes, Bartholomew. That was going to be my next guess.
Was it?
Dang!
I wanted an insight check. Is that true?
Can you roll an insight check?
Was that their next guess?
I have seen City Slickin', but this is City Slickin'.
I actually also recognize this as City Slickin', yes. It's clear City Slickin'. Insight. That is a 5.
Yeah, you believe him. You think he was really going to guess it next.
Okay, well, it's still pretty bad. 6 guesses is still very bad.
I am a little worried about what my parents' master plan might be here.
I don't think your parents are very smart.
No, I think there's something specific they want to do.
Why don't you tell that to us telepathically?
They want to kill their son and get a ham.
Say it with your chest.
We're on a roll initiative now, too, by the way.
Okay.
Gotta pull up a goddamn frog stat block like an idiot.
I'm just worried I might get one of your parents on my backswing accidentally.
Don't kill his parents. Come on. We shouldn't have to talk about this explicitly.
I'm your dad now.
You're my
Samson.
Uncle.
Samson.
10.
It's just like a Hamlet situation.
Bart.
7.
Michigan J.
Please hold for Michigan J.
I still have zero rages. We gotta take
15 for Michigan J.
Wow. Raphael.
20.
Nice.
We gotta
Raspy.
Take a
crit fail.
I don't know. Rip. Okay, yeah, so the fight has started. Bart, you've already blasted the druid a little bit, and he's like, yowza! It's a spicy meatball. I don't remember what my voice sounds like, so
I'm
now
suddenly
it's this.
Professor Oak. Yeah, that's Professor Oak, is what that sounds like to me.
From Pokemon
Snap.
And
bang your mom!
That Gengar is showing its vagina.
Mm.
50 points! Hell
like
yeah.
Pokedex. Okay, so we're doing a fight. So basically we're on fancy train cart. There is Druid on one end of the train, the nameless Druid, and then there are Bart's parents on the other end of the train, and you guys are between them all.
Okay.
The train cart, this is the same thing every time. I have to look up how long a train car is. Did we say like 30 feet?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yep. So you guys put you guys smack in the middle of the train car, and then either set of people are like 15 feet away from your little cluster. Okay, so first up in the order is Raphael with that 20.
Okay, let me double check my thing. Sam, can you remind me, am I able to talk to you telepathically, or is it one way?
Oh shit, let me double check. Awakened mind can speak telepathically to someone within 30 feet. They need to understand language, but we don't need to share one. So can speak telepathically is the wording. I don't know if that's pulled directly from the book or if that's my own editorializing. The Googles.
While that's happening, I think I'm going to go... I'm probably just going to go try to attack this druid, and I have advantage because the druid has not gone yet in combat.
That is correct.
All right, excellent, excellent, excellent. 10, and I'm going in with my, it's 15 feet, right?
Yep.
But yeah, I'm going to go in with my, my rapier. So that was a 16 on the first one, and a 24 on the second one.
Stack Exchange doesn't agree. It seems like the people saying it's one-way communication are winning, but there's a lot of debate going on here.
Gotcha.
I think we've been treating it like one-way communication so far.
We've had whole communication. No, because the mushrooms have talked back to him. So I feel like if people can talk back.
I think Sam has to, or I should say Bart has to initiate it.
Okay.
Though, because
okay,
like,
fair enough.
Yeah.
He's got to start the link, it's two-way.
Right.
That
right.
Seems good. Yeah, Bart starts the link, but then, yeah, two ways.
Gotcha.
That seems fair.
Okay.
Okay.
So I won't ask about your parents. So 24 on the rapier attack on the druid.
That does hit, yes.
All right. That is that's 9 plus my sneak attack. 14 piercing damage.
Yep. You pierce him.
And
he's like, ah!
I think I'm going to... Let's see, that was 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Is he all the way at, like, the corner? Like, what's the... Whereabouts is the physical person?
He's probably, like, 5 feet from, like, the door to the next car.
Okay.
So he was sitting at, like, a little bistro table, and then he, like, stood up.
So he's, like, 5 feet off the wall.
Like, haha.
Okay, so he's, like, 10 feet away from where we started.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Sorry, I forgot how to do math.
Okay.
If they're both 15 feet of you, they're, like, plastered against the wall. I guess they're both, like, 10 feet away from you.
Okay. So I walked up.
Good clarification.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how many movement points I have. So I walked up, 5 mm-hmm. feet, and, and I attacked him. And then I have 20 feet of movement left. I'm going to disengage, and I'm going to, as my bonus action, and then I'm going to walk, like, back to, I guess kind of, like, even with Bart's parents, but, like, on the opposite side of the car, like, facing them. If that's okay?
Yep.
So we kind of make a triangle?
Yeah. All
right, awesome.
That makes sense.
And that's my turn.
Wait, did you disengage?
Yep, that was my bonus action.
Okay. Cool. Okay, next up is the druid. And he's like, this is gonna get me such a raise at work when I bring you guys in. And then he's going to attack with a spell.
Do you want to get any more specific than that?
Hang on.
Well,
she hasn't
had a lot of time to prep this combat, so cut her some slack.
Pick Druidcraft. Druidcraft is a great spell.
Shillelagh is pretty good, I've heard.
No,
it's not
going to
be
that one.
It's better than Druidcraft. Druidcraft, like, lets you predict the weather for the next day.
Sick.
Yeah, no, so he casts... You know, he does a spell. I saw something with the spell. I don't know if I have to, like, roll to, like, do a spell. I should stop making these magic...
You should know that. It tells you in the spell.
Yeah.
I can do some guggling.
Oh, there it is. One action. Okay, yeah. So he's going to use his action to cast... he's going to cast his arms, and then suddenly a bunch of vines start sprouting out of the floor of the train car, and he's cast Entangle on you guys. So I need you guys to do strength saves.
And it's a big enough range that he's caught Bart's parents in it, and he doesn't really care. So, like, everyone's going to do it.
Nobody cares about them.
Nope.
And is Michigan J also caught in this?
Yes, everyone is caught.
He has a -5 to strike.
That makes sense.
That's not good.
Oh, I did not write Raspy Strength down. Let me...
I got a 17.
My D20 rolled away. I gotta go find a new one.
All right. Likely story. Samson, you were good. Nothing's happening to you.
Oh, did you guys watch my Welcome to Jamrock or Ty Lopez videos from last time?
I watched, like, the first 15 seconds of that Ty Lopez video. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this.
You should watch the first 15 seconds of Welcome to Jamrock. This shit is the bomb.
Bart got a 6, and Michigan got a 1. So I'm assuming I failed twice.
Yeah, both Bart and Michigan J are restrained by the vines. Raphael, how did you and Raspy do?
Raspy got a 9, and I got a 10.
All right, so Raphael, you're good.
Ooh,
Raspy has been restrained.
That's such a low DC for so many of us to have failed.
Yeah.
It's just an up and down. I don't know. Okay. Lord Gregor and Lady Caitlin are also restrained, but there's like, good heavens! When they get grabbed by the vines. And then also, while that's happening, the druid is going to use his free action to reach to the side. There's like a cord running along the top of the train car, and he's going to pull it. And he's like, you guys are going to be real mad when my reinforcements arrive.
Oh, no, not the
reinforcements. I think
not the reinforcements.
That's the end of...
And there might be some from up train instead of down train.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the end of his turn.
I thought he was stopping the train, like, in like a bus. I was like, what a fucking idiot.
Next up is Michigan J, who is currently... restrained.
I believe
being restrained means that his speed is 0. And he has disadvantage on the attacks. Attacks on him have advantage. And he has disadvantage on dex saves. Who didn't prepare now?
Hey, fair enough. Jerks. Fair play, fair play.
If I'm...
I just didn't prepare all of it.
If I'm not mistaken, he can use his action to repeat the save. Try to escape.
He can.
That he'll elect to do so. And he'll fail.
Great. He's getting squozed.
7 - 5 is 2, so that's still a fail, right?
Correct.
Better than last time.
Next up is... It is. Samson.
I will run up into his face and chop him down like a tree.
Yep.
But I'm also going to say, bro, we don't even know who you are. like, we don't even know who you are, bro.
I'm Scrungle, the Terrible.
Yeah, your spell was terrible.
Oh, yeah, well. Hey,
terrible at having
a
dick.
Also to clarify, he's a human man. He's all kind of like wrinkly though, and he looks pretty old. He's not super tall, but he's like, you know, he's got like Yzma arms, like he's skinny, like old man.
He looks like a wiener that just got out of the pool. He's like wrinkly and like smaller than you kind of expect.
I feel attacked.
Sure.
Yeah, I can picture it.
I get a 15 though, which I don't think is going to hit this.
He's a magic man.
Does not hit this guy.
Magic man. That's the end of my turn. I got nothing else I can do.
So you're just standing there looking at him.
Hey, that's good.
Right in front of his face, giving him the stink.
Okay. Next up is. I can't do numbers, Bart.
Yeah, so I'm restrained. Does that give me disadvantage on ranged spell attacks by any chance?
I believe so. It just says creatures' attacks have disadvantage. That's all I got.
Then I should probably try to get out of here instead of attacking with disadvantage, which sucks, but it seems correct. 10, I believe, is the DC to escape.
You get out.
No!
Burst out of
my tiny human body is free.
the righteous rage of a spurned son.
You gotta prove yourself to your parents. And that gave you the
brush. We're so proud of him.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, it's a strong boy.
Way to go, Barry.
Also, it's never clear which one of them's talking. They both kind of sound like this.
Way to go, Bronspin. Yeah. Like, Bronspin.
Bronspin. Nothing again now. I know it's Bartholomew at this point.
Let's just say that's the end of his turn. Sam isn't here to say it, but who cares? That's all he's
doing. I think so. Is that the end of your turn, okay. Bart?
Yes, sir.
You burst out of the vines. Okay. let's see. Well, weirdly, close. Next in the order are Lord Gregor and Lady Caelan, and they're just gonna kind of be like, "Oh, this is so. What a weird experience this is."
You get
not even gonna try to break out. They're just like, "This is crazy."
Yeah, she's gonna be like, "Yeah, it's like there's nothing like the gardens back home." It's so
they
weird.
Both look like hedonism bot to me.
They're eating grapes right now.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that then, loving me might be productive? I'm just saying.
And then she looks over and she's like, Bartholomew, who are your friends?
Shut up.
Who are these strange men?
Hey, can you just be cool for like a second?
What?
I mean, sorry, mommy.
Oh, hey, that's a good boy. Raspy.
There we go.
Down number one, critical failure.
Raspy's going to try to bust out of these vines again.
Yeah.
And Raspy's going to do a four. Does a four get out?
It's not doing
it. Damn it. Okay.
I want to make a pact with you, Zach, that whichever one of our funny little buddies gets out first, the first thing they do is take the help action to get the other funny little buddy out.
All right, deal. What's embarrassing is I think it's going to be your stupid frog, and Raspy has a +2 to strength. Like, I'm just rolling so bad. Like, I should be out of here no problem. But yeah, I'll get you out. I'll get you out, Michigan J.
Thank you.
Yay, great.
You're just going to recast Entangle.
Raphael.
You fuck everybody.
No, I'm reading my other spells really quick, you guys.
Oh, it's difficult terrain, right? The Entangly shit?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so I don't have enough movement.
Oh, yeah, the ground is difficult terrain. You're correct.
I'm going to have to shoot him with my short bow. Or try to.
All right.
And I am in his face.
That is a... That's a 14.
Does not hit.
Okay.
How long do like combat rounds take?
Six seconds.
Like, in-game.
6 seconds.
Oh, boy.
All the way around the horn. 6 seconds.
A minute's a long time.
Yeah.
10 turns.
Jowza.
I wanted to do that math because I didn't want Tyler to hurt himself.
I appreciate that.
So Raphael's turn is over.
Yeah.
Next up is Scrungle. I'm so excited I can call him Scrungle now instead of referring to him as the druid. Nobody asked what his name was before.
We didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. No freebies.
Just a fucking corpse walking around.
Pretty much. Okay, he's going to do something. I think he's just going to, like, Samson, you're up in his face. He's just kind of going to take up his, you know, I guess his shillelagh he has in his hand.
Yeah.
He's going to just try to smack you in the head with it.
Fucking druid classic.
I like my shillelagh.
Yeah.
What's next? What is it? Thunderclap, Thunderbolt? What's the classic druid? Thunderwave?
Thunderwave, and then he's probably got bark skin.
Is this Pikachu? You talking about Pikachu?
I'm not going to tell you his secret.
If you evolve the druid to level 5 too early, he can't learn quick attack.
Right.
Oh, boy. He only got a 6. On attack roll.
Get the fuck
out
of here.
Hit you.
Get the fuck out.
How did he
He's
only
just like,
get
I
six?
Meant to do that.
What is it? This guy's got such high AC and such low attack. I don't understand his stat block at all.
He's probably got that fucking...
Boom, boom, pow.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I also
rolled
really bad.
His
like,
skin's not fucking bark. We would have noticed that, right? Like, does he look like a tree right now, or is his skin look normal?
Maybe bark skin plus minor illusion?
Those are both concentration, are they not?
Maybe disguise self? Is that concentration?
I feel like anything that does anything over time is concentration.
Maybe I'm about to stab him in his guts.
We'll see if you hit your attack.
Yeah!
I cast knife!
He's like, well, it just doesn't matter if I can't hit you because my guards will get you. And he pulls his little cord again in a more frantic way.
Yeah, you're going to be out of luck on that one, buddy.
What do you mean?
Don't worry about it. You won't have to worry about much for much longer.
Ooh, that's good.
He looks worried.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the end of his turn, his very sad turn. Next up is Michigan J, who's still entangled.
I have a really in-depth rules question for you, Mary. I know these are your favorite.
This is going to go really well.
Tyler's already buried his face in his hands. Can I impart my inspiration to my sweet little boy?
Yes.
Okay, Michigan J wants to get free. So I'm going to give my inspiration so he can get out of these vines. Still gonna fail this fucking roll. I rolled 14 twice, which is a 9, which fails.
Oh no.
Jesus Christ. Fail. That sucks.
Can you play the wah sound on the board?
Yeah.
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 Sorry, Michigan Jay.
I'll have to make sure to say something funny or interesting again to get some inspiration back. Not likely!
Gonna be a couple episodes.
We got me.
Samson.
Stab.
Stab this man.
19?
That'll do it.
Oh, yes. Have you stabbed this man? Is he wearing any sort of armor that I can
tell? Or does he have any skin that's bark that he can tell?
No, I'm just looking for armor.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of see he's got, like, you know, a loose cloak on. You do see he's wearing some kind of armor underneath his cloak.
Does that affect his spells in any way?
Not this guy.
Maybe he has a one-level multi-classed fighter.
Oh, yeah. He seems like it.
It's not, like, heavy armor.
Do I have to tell you that I'm targeting his armor first, or can I choose to target his armor now?
That feels like the type of shit you have to say ahead of time.
All right.
I feel like you just stabbed. You told me you were stabbing him in the tummy, so I feel like you're just doing harm.
All you said is, I stab.
Yeah, that's fair. Nope, that's fair. That's fine. I was just asking. Okay, so what is that?
You're all giving me way too much credit for like how much prep I did on this guy.
That's fine.
Zach, if you're juggling, it's that.
I am. It's that he's proficient in light and medium armor, so you can cast
and
it on.
And druids can't wear metal. But there are plenty of medium armors that are...
Of leathers?
Yeah.
Are, yeah. Leather and padding.
For instance.
Whatnot.
Okay, well, I rolled poorly, so I do 9 magical slashing damage.
Okay. He goes, ugh.
That's good, though. Concentration.
Oh. Do I have to roll for that?
Yeah, you have a DC 10 con save to make.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I know I meant to prep this better because I'm not good at casters. Okay, DC 12.
DC 10.
DC 10. I'm good.
Yep.
He's good.
All right.
You'll never have to learn the rules as long as you play with me and Zach.
I mean, I have these backseat DMs, so I feel like I don't have to learn all myself.
As long as we don't mind being a crutch. We love telling people they're wrong.
It's true, and I wouldn't lie to you for the sanctity of the game.
A sense of self-importance from it.
Well, that's really the end of my turn.
That's pretty good.
Great. So let's see. So Samson went. Next up is Bart.
Yeah, I'm free, so I'm going to blap blap.
Blap blap.
No cap. 19 to hit?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
5 force damage.
Mm. You hit him. He's like, oof.
And then he does a DC.
I noticed 10, this and everything.
Constitution save.
Oh, does he have to do another con save? Does he do a con save every time he gets hit?
Every time he takes damage.
Oh, okay. He's good.
All right.
That explains why Entangle lasts for a whole minute.
Yeah. You have
to keep your brain on it the whole time. Thank you. I'm learning. This is an educational podcast in addition to a fun fantasy adventure podcast.
Yeah, you learn a lot about Hulk Hogan's sex tape on this podcast.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about that.
We're not selling it, right? Like, he can't sue us.
We're not even saying if it's maybe good or bad. All we're it's saying
bad.
Is...
It's bad. It's not a good sex tape. They're never good.
Bart, is your turn done? Sorry.
They're not.
Has any celebrity ever put out a good sex tape? Did Pam and Tommy have a good one? Like, was that one good?
No.
Because Kim Kardashian's was dog water. Paris Hilton's is famously bad. Hulk Hogan's is repulsive.
None of them are good.
Pam Anderson's, you see your boobies. So that's nice.
What?
I see the boobies in all of them, Samuel.
But they're moving.
Yeah, and it's Pam Anderson's boobies, which is a cut above.
I want to get out of this conversation.
All right, fair enough.
I don't like this. This is like the least feminist piece of media that I watch and or participate in. This whole podcast.
What, Hulk Hogan's sex tapes?
This whole podcast.
He was very respectful to that woman, brother.
You probably heard about my tits.
Whose turn is it?
I don't even know. Let's see, because Bart just went
raspy.
Oh, technically, it's his parents. They're just gonna.
I'm just gonna spend their action like, criticizing me.
Well, I think they're just gonna be like, I don't know if we really did. We this vacation's getting weird. And then he's like, she's like, yes, honey, it is very weird.
Sick.
And she's like, can you hand me some tea? And he's kind of like struggling against the vines.
Sorry, honey, my speed's been reduced to zero.
I'm stuck in these branches.
I hate them.
It's a very exciting turn
for
them. I feel
like we're giving Gregor short shrift. Because in my like description, I call him a good man but a terrible dad.
Yeah.
So, like, he doesn't have to be, like, a total shithead.
Well, he is.
I mean, is he being a bad guy? He was very polite when the professor introduced himself. He's being a bad dad.
I guess when you only give someone 8 words as their character description, it leaves a lot of room for your GM to kind of color in the blank spaces.
Hello. Yeah. Well, you're correct. Sorry if I'm not encapsulating your character's parents in the way you envisioned them in your brain. Okay. Next up is...
Raspy.
Raphael.
Raspy.
Oh, Raspy. I keep forgetting. Sorry. Yeah, he's down there at number 1.
All good. Okay, it's still me.
Bro, use your inspo, dude.
I don't need to. That's an 11, baby.
He's out.
Aroo!
The juice is loose.
Yeah, the juice is totally loose. But that's his turn, though, and now it is...
It's his action, yeah.
Raphael's turn, I suppose.
Yes, Raphael.
I realized that I could have... So let's see, I am 20 feet away, and it's difficult terrain. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use dash as a bonus action to get up in the business.
Okay.
And I would like to try to stab this druid with my rapier.
Yeah, and then do you get... Samson's up in there, so I forget if you get advantage because your buddy's there or if you just get sneak attack.
I just get sneak attack, I believe.
Okay. Do your thing, boy.
Cool. All right, that is a 16.
Does hit.
Nice. Okay. That's D8. All right. 13. Ooh! And 19 piercing damage.
Nice. He's just like, ah! He's like, where are those men?
You'll be joining them soon.
Did you kill my men?
Oh, hell yeah.
And my one woman?
Nah.
No, we didn't. No,
no, yeah, no, we killed her. We killed her. Yeah,
sorry, yeah,
yeah,
right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, we're gonna kill you too.
Oh, no.
Dude, you're so good at subtext.
Oh, just like my mentor Baylock heard about you guys.
Yeah, we killed him. We're killing everybody.
Oh, my God. Why?
Oh, are you Baylock's, like...
Kids, hide your wife.
Jesus. Are you Baylock's mentee? Is that... That's who you are? Should we know you from something?
I'm Scrungle the Terrible, but also, yes.
Did Baylock call you Scrungle the Terrible student?
Show us on the doll where Baylock tests you. How dare you?
And also, yes. And he starts getting a little bit emotional.
Oh, wait, so you gotta do a con save, for my damage.
For this emotional damage?
No, for the rapier damage. No, I know. But yes, also
he's still good.
Damn it.
He's rolling really
well. Why is
his
con so good right now?
His con's so good, but his attacks are not good.
We'll take it.
He can lick my shillelagh.
Yeah.
Is Fraggle Rock also an island? Is that right next to the Blarney Stone?
Seems like a
Fraggle
slur
Rock?
For reasons I can't quite put together.
I like that.
Oh, goodness.
Like rug, which is a slur for Persian I just made up.
You would make up your own custom slurs. That would be like in like your insane dating profile.
That's Jenna Maroney from 30 Rock.
Oh, okay, great. I take it back.
Yeah, you guys have a lot in common.
Whose turn is it?
Whose turn is it?
It's the druids.
It's the druids' turn. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, what he's gonna do? He's
gonna die.
He's just gonna say "screw you guys," and he casts another spell.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, he's made. I'm trying to figure out if he does this one if he loses the entangles.
If they're both concentration. He does.
I don't see on this thing where it says if it's a concentration.
Does it say C?
It's the duration. If it says like one action or whatever, then it's not.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he's gonna lose the entangle, but he's casting Flaming Sphere.
Yep.
Oh shit, man! I love Flaming Sphere. Except now I'm on the receiving end of Flaming Sphere, a spell that I love.
Yeah.
Your parents are about to burn to a crisp.
Well, it's only a 5-foot radius.
But like, you can steer it.
Yeah.
It's like a fireball that just hangs out.
Yeah, he's gonna start it like in the middle, which is where I think Bart is.
What do I do? Like a dex save or something?
I think you do a dex save. Oh, I see. Yeah, as a bonus action, you can move the sphere up to 30 feet. Wow. That's exciting.
Well, so like if I run away, you can chase me with it. I rolled an 8, which I can't imagine is good enough.
It is not. Let's see. So you are going to take some damage.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Okay.
Damage. I guess fire damage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably ice.
God. I'm so sorry for everyone who just, like, die and come learning how to cast spells in real time. To maintain my concentration.
I feel like next campaign,
game.
You have to.